Okay, let's calm down. So today is December something. December 19th. 1991. Let's see if this is even going to record a lot of reverb.
Yeah.
That's because you don't plan, right?
Oh, I don't.
You burn a few out.
I just
do
stupid ones.
There was an Yngwie poster in your toilet at one time. So we're talking about Silent Night, since it's a rather barren wasteland of harmonic activity at first, you know. That's the basic thing. One can do it all with three chords, yet one can also lose sleep over not sounding good, so we don't want that. So, bunch of options, not too many though. Try to hear better basic changes right away.
So we're still keeping it relatively diatonic here.
Yeah, relative is a good one. The E and get a nice sound on that, like four B string sounds too. Let's turn a little treble on the amp mark where it's just tone. It's just here. Well, that's just a shade of, yeah, that might be just about right.
Yeah.
Instead of going 2 to 5,
right?
Yeah, approaching the 2 minor.
The minor plus.
Yeah, I think
G,
of
G or B.
Major chords down 2 steps, right, that just show up right there by plusing the 5.
Then to the E9.
Right. Then a typical thing is either to go right to a dominant 11 on 1 or to lead in.
You
would
put a
2-5
there?
That is the 2-5.
That's 1.
That's like the 2 chord.
So you approach the 2, sort of.
Yeah. Really, the basic changes in the old school would have been A. This, the new basic changes. A, E7 alter, E minor 7, and the A7 alter.
The E7 altered for what? As a...
Excuse me?
Approaching with a dominant, approaching a minor with its own root, dominant chord?
Well, the 5 minor chord can go anywhere in the key, really, within reason. Certainly it can go after its own dominant, and that was just to fill in harmonic space of...
Normally, it could have stayed on A7, and then
could have gone A, then go to the E minor 7 without the E7 insert.
Right.
Because with the insert, just gives you another shape.
Yeah.
A, E7 altered.
Right.
E7
suspended.
A
altered.
Right. So that's what these 4 tries did too.
Okay. Not
kind of a trick, you know.
It's a trick. Yeah.
Some tricks are not too bad musically.
Right, and then to 4, right?
Yeah. Again, now, in lieu of that, let's hear it in another key, just for a second. So
that when I listen back to this, I'll have to think.
Yeah, play dry for a moment so I get hungry for the reverb again, because last night this was all sounding great. Suddenly, the tones are sitting over there, though. Maybe that makes a difference. Now D minor symbol.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. See, yeah. You can go to B8, right?
But I did go right to the dominant sus this time. I didn't go. Changes. Had a quick 2-5-4. So I went. It's going to be 5-2 again. Instead of 2 minor to go to 5, 2 dominant, 2 dominant altered, 5-7 suspended instead of 2 minor.
Because you get that.
Right. So that gives us... I'm using this note with the right hand on the 5th string. Otherwise you get... basic changes. Yeah, C, I find, likes, C needs help. So swinging in C helps.
It's the gospel key here.
Yeah, it helps it to swing it.
Right, right. Good.
I'm thinking major, this could be anything. I've used major, alternate dominant. But it doesn't have to be root in the bass. It could be, you know, slowing it back down. If you're not doing the swing version, you could have those third versions. Two, major, minor, dominant, you name it. Not major, seven there, I don't think so. Changes I was doing on the jazz thing, but I'm just outlining it now. Classical, kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Yeah, play the Bach version.
Started there. Let's start from one. I mean, I started from nine, so now we start from eight. Come on, take play. Fingers. Okay, we'll start from seven. From six. Start from five. Finger. Yeah, right away again. Like starting at an octave and then arriving an octave. I'd go that sucker out immediately.
Why
it doesn't sound that great. Plus it's out of tune.
I mean, I know they say that in the books, no parallel
octaves. No, parallel octaves sound great on guitar, you know, when you play.
You're just saying it just doesn't sound, just for this harmonically voice, doesn't.
A small octave, not the large, but the large octaves sound good many times, you know. It's kind of like, these are nice to wear here, but this little baby has to have a special chord. If you went,
right,
but to go, it's not bad, I don't mean it's tragic, but it's not great.
So it's still, I mean,
anyway, I'm used to the process.
So yeah, I was doing that. I did that because we did a little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it as much as I liked, but I did try the bass lines from different, starting on just the different ones, like ascending and descending, just to see what.
It's a good exercise.
Just to see what comes up, right?
Yeah, sometimes you get a good one. Sometimes you really get a good one.
Yeah. And, but,
so
you
now,
turned it into 4-4. You turned it into 4-4 for the walk thing, didn't you?
I'm just thinking right now. I'm just going to talk to you about that. Here, let's switch keys to get something nice.
Oh, not more than three keys on one day.
Thank you. Southern region of this country instead of North Germany. Well, it's a fun process. You know, you just think of the basic structure and say, well, how do we get it? Right, we're going. So we don't want all that one. We've been certified. So maybe there in the bass I went 5-1. Then I think the next time I went down. Were you following it while I was doing it?
Yeah.
Did you see which bit? I mean, you knew where I was. You could say, okay, well, I was going to the two, he's going to the...
Well, I lost it.
At moment?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's on the tape if it interests you. You'll hear the bass lines. That's a nice process for you to work with just because, A, I think you get a kick out of it, and B, you are a candidate. You have enough knowledge to do it, and C, you get longer arrangements and have, D, the option when you... If and when you take a gig back in somebody of taking lots of different kinds of interludes instead of always taking the jazz, you know, okay, the guitar player's going to solo, there's so much LA-itis bass line floating around, you know, it's nice.
You can't even do that, so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's almost too much now. It's just one texture, for God's sake. It's not like sacred. I almost want to hear somebody play without the bass and do the same groove sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's that. After a full round of editorializing, the man is done. This is a good way to work these out, to build up if you feel like you're overwhelmed at times. Start with 1-4-5 and don't allow yourself to play anything else unless you're sure that one of those secondary minors, i.e. 2, 3, or 6, is part of the basic structure that doesn't sound so abysmal you can't stand it. I don't mean basic like Silent Night, all the same, you know. But one level up from there. So let's try out Christmas Tree. You were doing it in F to do that. No, wait. Give okay, us a second. Now. This is in 3-4 time, right?
Yeah, right.
That's very nice. Yes. Stay on the 4. No flat 7 there, Mark. I don't think you meant to do it. Fairly a basic way to do it. There could be slight variations.
Right.
Okay, then the bridge. No twos unless they're mandatory. So. I just played a nicer 5, I did 11, and then, but it's still 5, you know. Now there's a new chord here, it's pretty mandatory. You'll find it eventually.
Yeah, wait. So that's after the bridge, right?
It's at the end, yes, after the bridge.
No,
you're close. No, keep trying. Try all the secondary fives, you know, 5 of this, 5 of that.
Going though, eh?
Da, 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 ba, da, da. Yeah, it's A. Okay, no, wait. We didn't say you could suddenly visit Debussy's house right on his front lawn, man. We were just talking about. You tried a secondary flat 2 of something. Yeah.
Right.
A flat 6 of something.
Okay, a D flat.
Let's try the basics first. Try 5 of 5, 5 of 6, 5 of 3, 5 of 4, 5 of 2, get all that stuff. It's a nice sound. It's not the correct one, but it's cool. try 2-5. That might sound better here. 2-5 of 2, for instance. We'll do it with flat 5. Yeah, that's the standard change there is. If you did it in the campfire version. Have you heard it that way with the... Really, you've heard it... It just stayed there?
I don't know.
Oh, you... Oh, okay. You haven't heard this song a lot?
Well, I've even heard it when I was a kid, but not...
Oh, man. Yeah. You don't hear it every year or something?
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was unfamiliar to you. I thought it was uncommon grass.
Well, that part was. That's okay.
Usually these, you have to have a good reason to throw that in the middle of all this.
Okay, so anyways.
So. We have 1-5-1, so you have a bunch of...
I can have my book here too, so I can...
So right away you have bass lines, like... Pass through the five. It's fingered like this is good for your practice. We hold this on the fifth fret.
Right.
No barring on this one. Just stop. Just touch four fingers.
Yeah.
Watch. Ready?
I know that chord. Huh? Oh, it's a B flat over. A C over a B flat.
Yeah, just C7. Okay. Lay the pinky down. Bring the bass down. Cheat, use open string if you must. This can be played on the fifth fret, but the tone's different.
Yeah, right.
It's good for your technique, too. For all that wild stuff. So, that bass line was open to us. We could have gone the other way and see if it worked. That works, too.
Exciting.
Mozartian light texture. Different bass lines. Yeah. Could have gone. Could have already jumped down. So we're still just doing 1-4-5.
Right.
It's a real good way to get out of the gate sometimes. And, that's it. Especially true if you're not happy with the results of just saying, well, what do I hear? You know, going that the first way that we try it. On Silent Night, I couldn't find stuff in that one key at first you saw, so I should have gone back. I should have done this method right away in the key of C earlier. Then on this, it's really like a 4 major 6 because it's got that melody. That's what they usually do. 5-7/1 there. Fingering's tricky. 3-4-2-2.
The double stop.
It just keeps ringing, and then yeah, actually a bar there. You don't have to double stop that. What you need? Man? You need to make a phone call. Melody ring and the bass ring and resolve the intervals.
You gonna put that F back up there?
Yeah. That's the melody we have.
Alright. Okay, got it. Had it.
You ever seen High Anxiety? Mel Brooks movie? I don't got it. He's lifting himself. Yeah, that's okay.
I'm just doing what you're getting there.
Here's the idea. flat 9. When you have a flat 9, it becomes more important than the dominant 7 sometimes. So if we must, we'll leave the flat 7 out of play. The pedal tone of the key, the root, with the top 3 notes of that. So it's like a 5. It seems like a screwy thing, but it actually is part of the literature, you know, the traditional harmony. That sounds good, that's the bottom line.
Wild stuff.
That's funny. That doesn't sound nearly as good as what we just did. It works, but
I like it. I can't even do that.
The choices, no, but I mean the choices at certain junctures, like this at the end, just nearly as satisfying as the beginning of the phrase. You know you're in trouble when the last few chords of a phrase are weaker than the beginning. One is settling, if that's the case, and I don't want to settle, and I hope you don't want to settle. Improvising, sure, we settle because we took a chance, best we could do. We didn't know what would happen, but if you're working it out,
yeah,
don't settle for that. You start out like gangbusters, you better at least maintain that level.
Yeah, you can't, you have to, you can start out weak and get strong, and then it works.
Agreed.
But not like,
See, because that one kind of petered out at the end. It's just like,
I'll work on that one, that's good.
It's nice because it's short.
It's a short
one. So when the next thing, a lot of times because it's a real gentle, tender kind of a song, this would be an optimum place to get to heighten that mood. That's not done by all this. It's great in a way for almost comedy to put all that dark German dramatic stuff.
Bombastic.
Bombastic. That's a really good. But if you want the pastoral thing, think about music box and moving lines, diatonic. Sometimes that creates the mood, you know.
They come back and end it bombastically.
Yeah, that would be good at the end, I could hear. Here comes the so-called 5. Now, instead of staying there twice, we might do the 2 minor into the 5. Maybe we won't do the 2 minor. Here's a case of that. That's that 5 over 1 stuff. 5-7 to flat 9. So, if you don't want quite so full a chord, middle 4 string, you could even have the major 7 ringing. Put A minor 7 flat 5. That went in. But if you'd like to hear that, to keep the mood. This is like to be a scary part in these kind of songs.
Oh, scary.
So instead of bringing Elvira over for dinner, what we'll do, we'll go Lydian. It's not quite
as. We'll B flat.
Elvira with her in law, she's got a dress on. Regular dress. No cleavage.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, it's just if you don't need to scare anybody. It's funny, we're so inured or used to jaded dominant sounds, we don't think of those as scary. What do you mean scary? It's not scary, it's jazz, you know, but it's not really. You just throw it in the middle of a tune like that. They use it in monster books. It's very cool. It's a good thing. But pleasant scary, not just, you know, we've talked this before. So this is when you really want to scare people. They just use noise, you know, clusters. But this is just like the wild, creepy stuff, the whole tone affinity with extra notes. Anyway, so if you ever want to see a movie that uses this song many times and many guises, watch a film from 52 called The Jim Thorpe Story. It's a great movie with Burt Lancaster. He was at his peak. It's got fabulous music throughout.
Really?
You'll just say, God, this guy writes this Indian music, you know, American, Hollywood version of American Indian music. It's great, real captivating. And the university that Jim Thorpe went to is Carlisle. And it was, Carlisle. They actually used this melody. I don't know which came first, if they took it from Carlisle or Carlisle took it from the tree, but from Tannenbaum. whatever, this theme goes throughout, so you'll hear different ways to play. So this is like functioning as the 2-5. Oh, yeah. 2-5 or 2. If you want it to sound melancholy, what would you do there without losing function? If this is slightly melancholy, slightly sentimental, longing for the past, flat 5 on a 2 chord. Instead of the normal. Bright is the 2 dominant. That's a real optimistic chord. Although you get Mr. Hendrix up there, you know, Seattle chord comes in. Just for
seven.
There's something about a 2 minor 7 flat 5 when you don't expect it that really brings in a sweet, kind of bittersweet melody.
It's a wistful sound.
Very, that's a good word, Mark. Wistful. This is a nice wistful approach chord. If we're resolving some traditional American mom apple pie all that stuff. This is D flat 7. It's Lydian color.
Movie, did they do different versions, orchestrations of it? Scary,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Scary and non-scary.
I think there were things where, like, see, Jim Thorpe became an alcoholic at one point, so I think, you know, I forget. He always fits his writing, Max Steiner does, to the scene, so if you use this theme for it, it would definitely have been, you know, he often does that.
At the beginning, it would have been nice and
but at the beginning, he's got this other theme. You'll just have to hear the score. On the credits, you hear this. It sounds like a kid who could run as fast as Grease Lightning in the beginning. This beautiful, soaring kind of theme. I don't know how he does it. You can see this guy wrote so many scores. All those guys.
Yeah,
just
wonderful.
So, yeah, that's a good assignment. Let me turn this off and make a few notes here, Mark. Basically, the same assignment for next time, whenever we decide to meet again. In that, whatever you work on, I'd like to hear you do some, try and treat it in a variety of ways. If it's...
We'll stick with folk songs and things.
You know what, they're nice to stick with because they are more amenable than different treatments compared to certain, like you start The Shadow of Your Smile as a gospel pop, it may not work, you know?
Yeah, too many chords to start with in the first place sometimes.
Yeah, it seems right, that seems right.
Start with 1-4-5 chords and then it's easier to...
So some of the main ways we've talked about today, I guess 4 ways more than 3 ways, would be the diatonic, which can be pop music or just kind of pastoral, it depends. More diatonic, shall we say, just kind of the peaceful harmony of diatonic.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do much about that gospel thing today, but it's definitely there lurking around.
Have to learn some of those. Yeah, I want to learn some of those little bluesy type licks that you do in those chords. So,
have we talked about any of them yet?
No, not really. I got a couple. I remember I transcribed a couple off an earlier tape, and then you know just a couple simple little moves. But no, I haven't really got into any concept or anything of it. So that's something to. You did a few today too. You were doing some. Or picky things and things, you know what I'm talking about? Resolving in those dominant chords. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, 4-7-1 or 4-1. I use a lot of 4-ofs.
Yeah.
I use chain 4-ofs, meaning like if you're in C, this is just the brief version right now.
Yeah.
Like B flat to F, or E flat, B, like E flat, B flat, F. I use a lot of diminished approach chords in that gospel.
Right, with a pedal on the bass sort of thing sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. But that's almost more Motown.
Yeah, that would be a good lesson or portion of a lesson. If you have some concepts around it. But, yeah. I'll just listen to the tape and...
Yeah, you remind me, because I do have some pages that I want to give you, but I want to really go through them thoroughly.
Exactly, yeah, no, there's no rush for it. There's no rush for it now.
Christmas tree. Yeah, I won't expect you to play these exact songs next time, but
Christmas will be over.
Right, they're there for next year. You can start maybe in October, whatever, you'll go back to the tape. You'll label it as Christmas tape. And the concepts you'll take, you take notes off these tapes to save yourself time, right? So you'll just you'll make a few little notes of concepts that you need to remember. And you'll play. Do you have a list of folk songs and traditional American songs?
I've got some, I've got some bunch of old stuff. Okay. Something you might have even heard of, because there's this one catalog of things. I bought it at a swap meet. I should bring it by and let you see it.
It can be really that patriotic stuff, like Your Grand Old Flag or America the Beautiful or any of those. Those songs were great for all the stuff.
Yeah, I loved it. That was it. Yankee Doodle, This Old Man.
Yeah,
Yankee Doodle. I think you did Home on the Range last night.
Home on the Range, huh?
I should do more. Impossible. It was on
really?
My tape.
Impossible, wow. Yeah, it was great. Cool. And you were whistling.
Huh, that must have stirred the floor, huh?
You could be putting out records, Ted. Ted Green does Christmas songs. Ted Green does old folk songs.
Ted destroys campfire music.